702. WhatsApp Weekend Breakfast on 072-702-1702.
Turmoil from a health point of view, turmoil from a social point of view, turmoil from a political point of view. Well, we now get a chance to talk about turmoil from a financial point of view. Paul Rolifser joining us now to talk about our finances during the times of COVID-19. Certified financial planner. Paul, just having a look at where the JSE has gone in the past month, let alone the past 5 days or even just before we broke to the weekend, turmoil doesn't begin to describe what the country's finances are going through.
Oh, that's straight on point, Nicholas. The markets have taken a huge correction. And look, it was a little overdue, and we've been expecting it for a while now, and we were just waiting for the black swan, and no one could have predicted that there was going to be a virus. And but when you play out the fundamentals now from those dizzy heights where the markets were started, it's little wonder that they've found themselves here. And I'm afraid I don't believe it's the bottom yet, and there's a lot to play out still before we get some level of certainty back into the markets.
And as if we weren't trying to deal with enough crises on home soil, Moody's granting us a reprieve for many a moon, unfortunately pulling a trigger on that downgrade here. Many analysts regarding it as kicking the man while he's down.
Well, yes and no. You know, again, that was a pending decision, and our economy wasn't really responding too well for the final thrust from Moody's. And I guess, in a sort of cynical way, it's probably better that we get this thing done and dusted. You know, it was always looming, and this coronavirus pandemic now has really pushed us over the cliff. And somehow it's kind of lost in the translation, because I think the concerns are more around how do we get through economically the effects of this pandemic when it does settle. And in relation to that, I think we probably will start getting our act together as far as getting back up to an upgraded situation as well. So I think it all kind of meshes in one thing, but at the moment it probably hasn't got the same impact that it would have had we not been in this pandemic.
So, Paul, let's talk about what I can do as an investor, whether or not I'm a retiree at home watching my pension fund slowly be whittled away from a weekly basis, or someone that has a bit of money in the stock market, be it in unit trusts or direct shares. Is this the moment to pull everything out, or do you have to just grit your teeth and watch it all unfold?
You know, that's such a hard question to field, because the conventional wisdom says this, that if you're in the market, you should leave it alone, because historically the market will correct over time. And I guess to your question, the biggest decision you've got to make is around how much time you've got, left to invest. Unfortunately, people that are living off the market, in terms of if you've got a strong position within your pension fund, and you're living off that pension right now, you're going to be pretty distressed, because you've got to draw an income from a lower capital base. And it's a waiting game now to see how it will recover. But coming back to it, if you want to apply conventional wisdom, it says stay in the market. Let it see itself through, because generally it has done that in the past. And see it through. Because if you sell off now, you've got to take the loss. And you're realizing that loss, and then you've got to try and build up in other spaces. And there aren't too many other places right now other than cash, which can give you a fairly good inflation-beating return for the time being. But if you sell off right now, you're going to lose, realize your loss.
Traditionally, in financial turmoil, investors run to gold. There has been a bit of a move in that direction, but not as pronounced as perhaps during previous crises, perhaps oil crises or in times of war. Where do you put your money if you're not keeping it in cash?
Well, gold has been, again, the traditional storage of wealth, especially when there's risk off in the markets. And I think it still has an appetite of, for those that wanted to get some level of certainty. Gold has found a level around the $1,600 mark. And it does fluctuate. So, again, you've got to go into this investment arena with the knowledge that it is a price movement. It's moving up and down quite steadily, actually, in the sense of risk. So I say that gold, you can access it. You can access it through an exchange-traded fund, by the way. You don't actually have to buy the physical gold. And you can go and buy up for as little as 300 rands. You can go and buy up a position in the gold price. And that particular position is called New Gold. It's run by an exchange-traded fund. And it is a place, but please understand that when you take a position in gold, you're just buying a price. You're just putting some money away. You're not getting a yield on it, so there's no compound return from gold. So it's not the ideal place to store yourself for too long, and also certainly don't put all your money in that direction. But of all the asset classes right now, it is seeming to hold up. But there again, when this market crashed, gold came down with it and exposed a lot of liquidity issues on the market too. People had to sell off their gold positions to try and keep their positions in the market from falling too fast. But to your question again, yes, gold is an option, but it comes with some risk because it is based on price movement. And the downside of it is there's no yield on it, so there's no compound return, which is where you really make your money in the future.
Paul Rolliff, sir, turbulent times ahead. Thank you for your guidance there.